fantastic music. Very good music. Very good music. The music is very good. And where do you have you got it? From whom? No, very good. This we can use very well. I would like to welcome all of you for this morning workshop about the Holy Dharma. This will be a very experience-oriented workshop where we will really enter a little bit into that sacred atmosphere of Sri Vrindavan Dham. It is difficult to describe really what happens in the Holy Dharma. How can you describe to someone the taste of milk? How can you really describe what music does to you? How will you find words to describe the feelings in a darshan of during the morning hours of Radha Madan Mohan? You really have to experience it. You have to be there. So, in this workshop, we will start with taking you a little bit into the devotional life of Vrindavan. We will see slides of this. And then I will bring you into a guided meditation after this session. I will request you to share with your neighbors what was your experience. But for now, I really request you to wander through Vrindavan. Remember how the morning lecture ended? We had this most beautiful prayer of Narottam Das Thakur, you remember? So this prayer of Narottam Das Thakur is now we will wander through Vrindavan. Imagine you go through Vrindavan and see the beautiful landscape and everything else. And then I will request you to meditate. Okay. Can you see Patrick from there? Please find a good sitting place. Taking these beautiful impressions with us, we will now go on a little guided meditation. This is a little different from what we have been doing. I request you to immediately sit tall. To really do this journey, which we are now attempting to do, we need to free ourselves from all our anarthas, our unpleasant habits and attachments, maybe also the feelings of enviousness which we have towards other people, and we need to be ready to give up the world and go to the spiritual world. Vrindavan, as we know, is called Braj. And braj also means bridge. The bridge from the material world to the spiritual world. In Vrindavan there are many rivers, many rivers, and as you walk through Vrindavan you always have to cross these rivers. In meditation there are also things which we have to cross. We will hear of one river in our meditation, which is called the Viraja River, the river which separates the material from the spiritual world. And we will go beyond this, and then we will be moving on. So, please, again, look around in the room. Soon I will request you to close your eyes. You can see all the people who are with you are people who are like you on the retreat. We are in good company and we are safe in this room, which is almost a little bit like a sacred space of itself. You might have... Do you know that this is the Maha Mantra surrounding you, the Hare Krishna Mantra? We will start exhaling very deeply, almost forcefully. And inhaling. Whenever you exhale, do this very deeply. Maybe you can just open the window for just 2 minutes. You will see a lot of energy coming into your body if you get the old energy out. We will, no closing of the hands, eyes still, yet we will stretch our arms a little and always exhale like Ranga Devi did, really deeply. Do a little this breath work, please. You will see, you will become very alert. You have a maximum benefit if you open, slowly open these arms, like, you know, bring them back. It opens your chest. Your chest should come outward as your hands go back. Exhale, bring your arms down carefully, don't do it quickly, and rest them on your knees. Be ready to give up all your bad habits, your attachment, and simply by the influence of the Lord's holy name, become aware that you are a soul. Let us chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Very good, again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Continue, please. Let the holy names fill your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kindly close your eyes now. And become aware that you are really an eternal part of Krishna. Watch your body. You're sitting safely on the ground. Breathe deeply in and out. And become incredibly aware. Turn your attention to the heart area. And effortlessly leave your body in this room. Move away from planet Earth. You have seen pictures of planet Earth floating in white space. Leave this Earth. Look around and see it like a ball. A ball disappearing behind you. Move through the universe, up, up, higher. Move towards the sun. Pass the sun in safe distance. Move, move. You have a long journey. Move higher. You come to the borders of the universe. It's like a dark shell of condensed matter, but you are spirit, free spirit. Move, move, move through the shell. Come out on the other side. Look back. There's another ball, the ball of this universe. Move, move onwards. There are many balls, many universes. Move forward, more forward. Then you come to the banks of a river. It's a shimmering river, a little unusual. You have to stop can now decide if you want to go further to the other bank of the river. It will mean that you leave all the material universes behind. You will come into an entirely different land. Look around. There are the balls of the material universes, the balls, the universes, where you can fulfill material desires. Now look ahead, forward. There's the river. And on the other side is light. You don't know what is inside the light. It's light. No darkness. Different from the dark universes. By your desire, you can now cross the river. Go into the light. Slowly withdraw your vision from this world. Turn towards the effulgence of Brahman, the spiritual reality. Do a deep breath, a breath into your heart. As you breathe in and out, always take care that you breathe that light into your heart. When you inhale, the light comes into your heart. Now you will see inside that light, another light. There's a sweet effulgence. You can imagine it's almost like a sun is in your heart. And as you breathe in, the sun becomes bigger. As you breathe out, the sun becomes a little smaller. Do this for a little while. You breathe in, the sun becomes larger. You breathe out, that fiery ball of light becomes smaller. It's almost as if you do a heart massage. When you breathe in, the light becomes stronger and the lamp becomes bigger. When you breathe out, the light becomes a little bit less and the sun becomes smaller. Please work a little. Some of you are not working. Now, in your mind's eye, see the transcendental land of Vrindavan coming out of that shining light. In your mind's eye, see the banks of the river Jamuna, which we saw at the end of the slideshow. A river flowing from left to right, from east to west. Sit down on the banks of that river. That river which is now in the sacred space of your heart. Look across the river. And you will see a scene which is described in ancient Shastra. You will see Krishna with his gopas and gopis underneath a wish-fulfilling tree near the Yamuna and Braj. Krishna is dressed in the dress of a cowherd. He has the color of the storm cloud, the rain cloud. He's youthful. Krishna has eyes like lotus flowers. His garments or dress are dazzling like lightning, very bright yellow. He has two arms. His hands are positioned in the Jnana Mudra, or the shape of knowledge. And he wears a garland of lotus flowers. He is surrounded by gopas and by gopis. And there are cows. He's decorated with divine ornaments. And he stands underneath a wish-fulfilling tree. His feet are in the middle of a jeweled lotus. Krishna is fanned by breezes that come from the Jamuna. Everyone who meditates like this on Krishna will be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Now Krishna looks in your direction. His eyes rest on you. He knows every one of your thoughts. He smiles. He knows all your moods. He knows the story of your life, past, present, future. expression in his face that he knows and he understands and he still loves. From this position, you will now express yourself to Krishna. We will sing together. And we will sing to Krishna. We will express our heart to Krishna while we sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome in Goloka Dham. Or maybe I should bring you back. Maybe I should not bring you back. Just rub your hands, please. We want to get some warmth in these hands. Put them on your eyes. Just bring them from your eyes. Look at them. As if you see them for the first time. Ah, I have hands. I would request you to turn to your neighbor now and discuss a little bit what is alive in you. What is there in your heart at this moment? What do you think about your life? What do you think about going to Krishna? What do you think about Krishna? Anything which is alive in your heart. I hope you will not just say, I'm tired, but even if that is alive in your heart, you can say, I notice our Matajis are all crying and our men are all looking around. It's a different... No, it's not like this. The men are also in this. What I wanted to say is, obviously such a guided meditation has different effects on different people. Also, please don't feel if you can't get into a guided meditation, that something is not entirely right in your imagination faculties. See, we are all different in some ways and we function differently. The doors to our heart open in different ways. But even if you feel, let me say, not being so much tuned into meditation or practices, you have seen slides of Vrindavan. You have seen sadhus in Vrindavan. You have seen the Yamuna. What do you think about all this? I think Vrindavan always puts a question mark behind my life. Do I live my life in the most ideal way? Do I really take care of the most important things with enough emphasis? And the other question, are my material desires so important? Is it really important? Do I have to do this? Should I do it? These are questions which do come when we look into the mirror of Vrindavan and see us in a new light. Because that is what Vrindavan does. It mirrors back what is inside of us, but a question mark comes with it. A different perspective comes with it. Maybe a calling comes with it. Okay, that's what you are at present, but wouldn't you like to live more spiritual? This is what comes when we look at the holy place, into the mirror of Vrindavan. We hear verses which say, "Oh, spirit soul, give up the attachment to non-permanent things, to temporary things. Focus on what is of eternal value." These things come with Vrindavan, huh? And we look at our life, and we understand all of a sudden, yes, our life, we go through it now, but we really have a goal, a spiritual goal, to go to Vrindavan, where everyone is related to Krishna in love, and we feel inside, that's how we really want to do, how to want to be at the end of our life. So please, these are some thoughts, but please now turn to your good neighbor, and just for 5 minutes share what you think about these thoughts, these questions which come with Vrindavan to our life. Start now, please. So, I would like to now, who of you wants to go to Vrindavan? When? Now? Let's go. Lalita Varava, you are ready? Good. So, I want to now give you a few tips which are necessary for two types of Vrindavan stay. See, what we did, what we talked about in our discovery lecture was, when you can't stay in Vrindavan physically, like at the moment we are here in, I mean, this is a good place to be, you know, it's very close to Vrindavan, especially this room, you know, with the Hare Krishna mantra is only 1 meter away from Vrindavan. But let us say in our ordinary lives, we go back to where we live and where we work and where we stay and so on. At that time, we want to remember Vrindavan from time to time. And I will now give you some tips which are good for both staying physically in Vrindavan when you actually come there. I have heard from Sebastian, and I was in the group of Sebastian and Christian, that Sebastian wants to go to Vrindavan soon. I mean, in the autumn. We also want to go. Our group also wants to go. Our Gora Bhavan. And if you would like to come to Vrindavan this year, you can approach us and we can tell you about the retreats which we give in Vrindavan. Maybe you like to participate in these retreats. They are wonderful. You know, to sit next to Giriraj Govardhan. Ooh, that's, I mean, this place is nectar, but that place is super nectar. So we need some tips now how to conduct ourselves when we reside in the Vrindavan. The first tip is we should become a little bit free, not a little bit, we should become free from the offenses which block the result from to happen. See, when you are in Vrindavan, or if you think of Vrindavan, you need to know that there are a few obstacles on the way to Vrindavan, and these are called the offenses. Christian is singing bhajan. The first Christian is a yogi. The first is to show contempt or disrespect for our spiritual master who reveals Vrindavan Dham to us. The second is to have a material concept of Vrindavan and think Vrindavan is temporary, is a place like anyone else, like Monte Carlo or whatever. And the third is to commit violence towards any of the Brajavasis, the residents, or pilgrims, or to think that they are ordinary people. I want to tell you of one Australian godbrother of mine who once had a quarrel with a rickshaw driver. Rickshaw drivers can get on your nerves, I can warn you. You have made one prize, 10 rupees, and then they ask for 20. I have seen even Gaurahari, who is always on the transcendental level and never on the material level, as you could see, he's one. He got angry at rickshawala. Did you remember? Even Gaurahari, you know. They have a way to get on your nerves, you know. It's just the rickshawalas, you know. If you don't know, you will be surprised. If you know, no problem. So they had, my godbrother and this rickshawala had made the price, let's say, 8 rupees. And the rickshawala said, 20 rupees. The godbrother said, 8 rupees, art. He started to speak Hindi because he thought maybe there was a problem with the language. Art. Then he pointed out, bees. Finally, after, you know, then he just wanted to just go away, but the rickshawala just catches him. They are very strong sometimes. You want to fight? My godbrother thought. And he just gave the rickshawala a punch, and the rickshawala fell on the ground. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changes. Universes turn. Karmic forces begin to work. And the godbrother knows, I went too far. The rickshawala gets up, just takes the blood out of his mouth, takes his rickshaw and turns on his heels and goes away. The godbrother puts 50 rupees on the rickshaw. He puts 100 rupees on the rickshaw. He puts 1,000 rupees on the rickshaw. The rickshawala just goes, chup, and the rupees fly on the ground. And with it, the good life or the fortune of the godbrother. For 10 years, he's indescribably sick. His wife divorces from him. He cannot find any doctor who heals him. He even cannot go back to Vrindavan. He just cannot go back to Vrindavan. It's just not possible. Don't ask me how. 10 long years of suffering like a dog. Then after 10 years, it's over. He knows he can go back to Vrindavan. And this time he has understood. The third offense is to commit violence towards any of the people who reside in Vrindavan, they are called Brajavasis, or pilgrims, or to think that they are ordinary people. Better to pay those 20 rupees than to quarrel. Of course, there is a little, you know, you have to sometimes, you know, it's interesting in Braj, you have to sometimes show a little bit your teeth for a moment, but then you have to laugh. You know, that it's showing that it's not, it's a way, but this is too complicated for you, the Indian way. Maybe our Indian devotees, they know how to deal, but also you also don't know how to deal. It's better, you know, if you have not been in Vrindavan many times, pay those 20 rupees. What is 20 rupees? 50 euros or 1 euro? What? 20 cents. 20 cents is 20 rupees. So pay 20 cents. What is the problem? They're poor people, you know. Don't get angry. Don't commit an offense and then suffer for 10 years because you saved 18 cents. Because 2 cents you have to pay. You know, don't be penny wise, pound foolish. Never ever make an offense. There are other offenses like perform mundane activities while living in Vrindavan. When you get your training newsletters, Mangala, we will put the 10 offenses there. I will not tell them now because you will forget them all. The idea is clear. Treat the land of Vrindavan and the people of Vrindavan like they deserve, like something special, spiritual. They may be in the world, but they are at the same time beyond the world. Yes? They may be. And behave properly. You know, don't break the principles in Vrindavan. Don't, you know, just behave properly. Be super careful. You have entered the sacred space. You know, it's just like that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Therefore, it says in our scriptures in Vrindavan, pay obeisances to all moving and non-moving entities and things. In this way, avoid offenses. Always be very respectful. Very. And just because offenses are counted so heavy in Vrindavan. I mean, outside of Vrindavan, it's normal. But if you, in the kingdom of God, if you misbehave, oh, there's really punishment for you waiting. So, therefore, devotees pray to become free from all offenses committed knowingly or unknowingly during the span of their many lives in the material world. This is the first rule, Trinadapi, humility. Pay obeisances, pray to become free from offenses. That is very good. You turn to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I have forgotten you for so many long years and have done so many foolish things. Please free me from this mentality which is there. Make me a devotee, you know, like that. Very important. Jiva Goswami takes, Nityananda Prabhu takes Jiva Goswami on the Parikrama in Navadvip. Navadvip is a holy dham, just like Vrindavan. It's the holy dham of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. To not confuse you, I only talk of Vrindavan, but what I say is related to Navadvip, obviously, and Jagannath Puri. Huh? So when you go there, yes, so Jiva Goswami comes there and meets the best Parikram guide, Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda tells him, to come into this holy dham, you need two things. Trinarapi sunichena, you know, more humbler than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree. And also, you need to feel like a servant. You are now in the land of your master. Behave well. Be good. Serve. Be a servant in order to impress the Lord. No? Do what you do as service. That's, you know, I always try to come more to Vrindavan, and by Krishna's mercy I have now an opportunity. I preach there, I give retreats there as a servant of the devotees. That is how you can earn the right, that's how you can get your ticket to Vrindavan. Do seva there. Also, our Bhanu Nandini and her friends, Mataji friends, they serve the widows at Radhakund. They give meals there. And hopefully this year, chatas. But we are poor, we have no money. So if some of you have money for the widows, no problem. You can give it to Bhanu Nandini for that purpose. Because the winter is coming, they need some chatas. Next point. Know about the power of the dust of Vrindavan. You may think, well, this is far out. Dust of Vrindavan. The dust of Vrindavan, Anand Gamanjari, is the best. Because this dust has been touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. Every single dust. has been touched by Krishna's lotus feet. Every grain of dust has that potency. Either it has been touched directly with the Krishna's lotus feet, or it has associated with dust who was touched by Krishna's lotus feet. By good association, and it has transformed in the good association of the other dust. So, it is the most powerful medicine you can imagine. Once, Jagannath Das Babaji begged food from the house of the untouchables. They are the Chandalas. They live in Vrindavan in one colony, and he ate food from there. Now, from the strictly Brahminical point of view, you take in the qualities of your host. When you eat food from someone, you take in the qualities of this. Therefore, cooks in Krishna consciousness must be in good consciousness so that their food is healthy and not full of their bad qualities. Huh? So, the best, Jagannath Das Babaji was so much known in Vrindavan that the other brahmanas came and said, Babaji Maharaj, now you went too far. You associated with these low class persons. What? How can you do this? What example have you given? Jagannath Das Babaji said, a very good example. Because these street sweepers, they're called bangis, these street sweepers are constantly associating with the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And because of the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham, they are the most pure people. Therefore, I eat their food. So, my dear devotees, you should, therefore, we often hear in our scriptures, roll in the dust. You know, cover your whole body and head with the medicine. Why is the dust of Vrindavan special? Any one remembers? It has touched Krishna's feet. My dear devotees, remember that snake who swallowed Nanda Maharaj? Do you remember? In Ambika Kalna, Nanda Maharaj was swallowed half by the snake, Krishna's father, and he called, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna immediately appeared there. Before Krishna appeared, everyone had tried to kill the snake. They had taken burning torches to burn the snake, to chase it away. Nothing worked. Then Krishna came. Do you know what he did? He just took his lotus feet, put it on the body of the snake, and choop, the problem was over. The snake left his snake body and became a Vidyadhara. Vidyadhara in German language is ein Engel, an angel-like being. So anyone who gets the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on his head will, anyone who has a contact with Krishna's lotus feet will become even more than an angel. And because Gaura Hari is our dustman, he has the greatest face in the dust of Vrindavan. You should see every morning. Mm-hmm. He is full of the dust. I will ask Gaura Hari, because he has so much Shraddha, to perform the most important function now, that is to go around in the room and put dust on your head. And you will see, we will cure you now. Is this a good idea or is it a wrong idea? It is all right. Good. Good. We have this shape like a heart, and in it Radha Govinda. So you just, while I talk, you can just put a little on the head. And it's homeopathic doses is also working. Yeah. And then most probably, let us see, maybe we have instant cure, and Lalita Madhava will roll on the floor and chant, Radhe, Radhe. I talk about it. Radhe! You can also eat it. Yamuna should eat it, yes. Know the power of the dust of Vrindavan Dham. There are many, many stories which are told. I think I told you, in the holy land of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you get the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu through what? Chanting the holy name. In Jagannath Puri Dham, you get the mercy of the Lord through Prasadam. You know everything. And in Vrindavan, you get it like this. Like the dust treatment. Will it work, Gaura Hari? When will it work, the dust? Will it work instantly or after one day? Or what is your experience?
Yeah, instantly, and later it comes back.
So Gaura Hari says you have an immediate result and later it increases. Krishna. There are many prayers to the dust of Vrindavan Dham, and I want to read you a few while the dust goes on. Smear your entire body with the dust which has fallen from the feet of the residents of Vrindavan. For one who constantly rolls on the ground in the Rasa Lila arena of Vrindavan, and who gets the dust of Vrindavan on his head, and who speaks about Krishna, and while saying, O Krishna wanders about Vrindavan. In such a person's life, all the knots of karma within his heart are destroyed, and his heart becomes purified. So you have now the dust of Vrindavan. Now we will praise Krishna. Krishna is wonderful. Yes. And now you have to release a deep breath while saying, O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Yes. And now all your karma is gone. You are free. The treatment has worked. You already laugh in ecstasy. You are full of bliss. Such a fortunate soul makes the land of Vrindavan wet by shedding tears of love while he dances and sings the glories of the Lord. The land of Vrindavan is the secret of all happiness, the secret of all love, the secret of all illumination, the confidential secret for being intoxicated with ecstatic love. The secret for all enjoyment, the secret for all attractiveness, and the secret of all expertise. Therefore, Sri Vrindavan attracts the hearts of everyone by all means. And here is the end of it, Damodar Priya. This is, by the way, you recognize? This is now very intense. Are you ready for the intense verse? Lalita Mahadeva smiles. I don't know. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
If someone tells me, leave Vrindavan, I will cut out his tongue. If someone forcibly takes me out of Vrindavan, I will certainly kill him. I would rather go to a prostitute than leave Vrindavan with a desire to get married. I would rather steal to accumulate wealth, but my feet will never leave Vrindavan. This shows the tremendous determination of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Don't try to imitate, you know, really, please. But you can see here, someone understands, after millions of lifetimes, I have had the opportunity to go to Vrindavan and meet Krishna there. How can I let this chance go by? How can I be so absolutely ignorant? I cannot allow this to happen. This is the feeling of Prabodhananda Saraswati. My dear devotees, when you go to Vrindavan, there are a few, this is now the next point, there are a few personalities who reveal the dust of Vrindavan, who reveal Vrindavan to you. One is the dust, and we had this, see, this dust. When you see this dust, by the way, I recognize this road. This road is, correct me if I'm wrong, Gaurahari, it looks like the road from Uchagaon to, you remember Uchagaon, Lalita Sakhi's village? I think it is, as you go, tell me the other village, Kadamba Kandi, that direction. Oh, I went this direction once with a chariot which was drawn by a little horse. You know, I went on this little chariot. Chariot is a French word. How do we say it? It's a little cart. Oh. And all the way, this took 3 hours, we chanted Hare Krishna. And this is the Luxus Road in Vrindavan. It can really get intense, you know. This is really the highway. There are roads which you don't believe the roads. Oh.
So there are prayers to the dust. I will simply roll in the dust of Vrindavan due to separation from my Lord. Will this day ever come where my desire will be fulfilled by receiving a particle of dust of Vrindavan in any form whatsoever? Great devotees pray to get just a piece of the dust of Vrindavan, and you got it on your heart, head. The day has come for you where the dust came. You are most auspicious, and you got it from someone who has strong faith in the dust of Vrindavan. Krishna. The next personality whom we want to mention is Vrindadevi, or is Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi is a divine personality. She is somewhat the gatekeeper of Vrindavan. I think this is an interesting concept for Lalita Madhava and Priyanka, who are experts in esoteric literature. Also, Rasamurti will find joy. You have the esoteric group there. There are gatekeepers to Vrindavan, threshold keepers. And you have to ask them for permission to pass them. If you are not getting their permission, you can't get it. So there is a prayer to Vrindadevi. Would you like to hear it? O merciful Vrindadevi, I am devoid of all devotion and guilty of unlimited offenses. I am thrown around in the ocean of material existence by the turbulent waves of lust, anger, greed, and other inauspicious qualities. O merciful Vrindadevi, I take shelter of you and offer my repeated obeisances to your lotus feet. The next personality you should get permission is Purnamasi. Purnamasi is here seen as a deity. She is really the keeper of the secrets of Vrindavan. May I ask you, from where is this photo? It's the Vrindavan Purnamasi in under Govinda. Oh, I even don't know this deity. But there is an original deity. There is a place in Vrindavan. This place is called the Yoga Pit. It is the place where Radha and Krishna are situated. And at that place, a temple has been built, the temple of Radha Govinda. If you want special mercy, you should ask the pujari, and he will take you on the altar. Then he will go left by the altar, and he will go down through some very, very nice little walkways. They're just very small. Only one person can go. And then the steps, it goes deeper, it goes left, I can see it, it goes right. Then another step, then watch your head, it's so narrow. Go down, then you go down, and then finally there is a little marble cave like this. And in that marble cave, you will find a little niche. And in that niche, you find Purnamasi hiding. You have to give the pujari 20 rupees, then everything is possible. I mean, usually it cannot be seen, but he does it for everyone. Just say Purnamasi Ki Jai and look very Krishna conscious, then the mercy will be given. There is a prayer to Purnamasi, which I will recite now. O Purnamasi Yoga Maya, when will you show mercy to me by lifting up the curtain of illusion with which you cover the universe in your external form of Mahamaya? You are known as Kula Devi, the family deity of all the Vaishnavas. The next personality is Gopishvara Mahadev, Lord Shiva. This photo was taken under extreme difficult circumstances. The photographer had to sneak into the temple, and because it's so absolutely strictly forbidden to take a photo, you risk your life when you do it, but the photographer did it just to help us in this retreat. And the photograph and the photo was taken from the hip position, like a revolver hero. And therefore, it is a little bit out of everything. This is Gopishvara Mahadev. He is during the day has the face of Lord. Is a Shiva Lingam, but during the evening, he changes his form and becomes the gatekeeper of the Rasa dance. No one can go into Vrindavan without Gopishvara Mahadev. It said once Lord Shiva performed intense austerities to be able to join the Rasa dance. But after doing these austerities for hundreds of years, he came to the Rasa dance and met, and Lalita was there and said, "You cannot come in. You have a male body." Then Shiva began to cry. "I tried everything. Please, is there a way I can come in?" And Lalita said, "Yes, you need to change your form. No old ego, no old concept of you. Change your form. Are you ready to do this?" "Of course." "Then you must take a bath in a particular little lake. It's Mansarova, isn't it? Outside of Vrindavan." "Yes, it's a lake." It's called the Radharani Lake. No? So he went there, took a gate, took a bath, and came out of that lake and went back to the Rasa dance. Lalita took him and brought him to Krishna. So at that moment, when Lord Shiva, in his new form, the form of a little Manjari, a little gopi, stood before Radha and Krishna, he was shivering with ecstasy and he couldn't contain his ecstasy, and two snakes shoop, came out of his sari because he is Shiva. Radharani went, "Oh, who is this new gopi?" Krishna said, "It's all right, it's Shiva." But Krishna said, "Shiva, you still look a little intense. What service do we give you? Acha, you will be the guard, the Wächter, at the entrance to the Rasa Stali. And therefore, Shiva every night turns into a beautiful gopi. And thanks to our photographer, we could take this. It's, you can imagine, there are hundreds of people, or millions of people around. Everywhere there is song, there is noise, there is a lot of offerings. See, the priests can't take everything away because they... people, it's offered in new offerings and new offerings and new offerings. This is the oldest temple in Vrindavan. Do you know this? Gopeshwar Mahadev is the oldest deity in Vrindavan. He was already there when Vrindavan was only a forest. He at that time, his form was there at the bank of the river Jamuna. Now Jamuna has gone a little bit away from Vrindavan, but this temple is the oldest temple. It's the best temple. I mean, every temple is the best temple in Vrindavan. So there, go there, get your mercy. Also, all your wishes are fulfilled. If women can't get children, they can go. No problem afterwards. No problem at all. Yes. But you should go there for other desires, you know. There are also doctors who can help. The real desire is, please, O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, all glories to you. O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon. Do you see the moon up there? And whose worshipable for the sages, headed by Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana and Narada, O Gopishwara, I desire that you give me prema or love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, who perform pastimes in Brajadam. O Gopishwara, I offer my obeisances unto you. Again and again. The next personality is Yamuna Devi. Oops. When you want entry into Vrindavan, when you want your offenses to be forgiven, then you must learn to offer obeisances to Yamuna. Please look at the Yamuna and mentally repeat this prayer. O Yamuna, I offer my obeisances to you. Yes. I thought in the mind, your lotus feet are served by all the holy places. You can repeat this in the mind by listening. Even Ganga serves you. Your exalted currents, means your exalted flow of water, carries the blissful nectar of Goloka. By your greatness you have attracted all the holy rivers to fill you. O Yamuna, you give pleasure to Radha and Mukunda. You give them the ocean of happiness. Yamuna Devi. In this way, my dear devotees, we have successfully completed our obeisances to all the five important revealers of the Dham, and you have prayed. Now we will build one big circle in this room, and we will chant before Tulsi Devi or Vrinda Devi and pray while we chant for her mercy. Krishna. This will be the last exercise which immediately brings us into the sacred space. Please, what we should do, those who sit on chairs, Banunandini, you have thought about it. Can you tell us how to do it? Yeah. Okay. So please move your chairs. If you sit on a chair, maybe from where Rasamurti is, look at me, like here. All of you, please bring your chairs to this left side. And Lalita Madhava and Priyanka, please bring your chairs to the right side, to this side of the building. Maybe Ananda Vardhan is, or Tushta, can you maybe with Bal Govinda bring Tulasi Devi in the center of the room? Some of you can sit here next to me. Maybe we should put two Tulasi Devis, because some this goes maybe. Do we have two Tulasi Devis? We have. Good. Is there something like a podest where we can put the second Tulasi Devi? Or then we can put her on a cushion. Bhagavinda, Vati. It is described, and this is the end of our exercise, really, that when you go to Vrindavan, either physically or mentally, like now, where we have heard about Vrindavan, seen Vrindavan's glories, that they are really the biggest of all tips is you should chant the names of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you should take shelter really in chanting the holy names of the Lord when in Vrindavan, and you should wander through the land of Braj every day. In your heart, while you wander through the land of Vrindavan, you should think of the pastimes of Radha and Govinda, and you should be humble in your mind. When you go through Vrindavan and you think of mundane things, this is not good. This will be not so good. So throw them out of your... When you think of mundane things, you can throw them out of your heart by just chanting the names of Krishna. Here are a few names. Please repeat them after me, and then we will start our japa session. We will chant the holy name. I would say maybe, yes, we will chant this though for just 5 minutes, and then we do 5 minutes later the yoga and the optional japa session. Yeah? Good. Please repeat after me. Radha Damodara,
Radha Rama Radhika Madhava. Prishabhanu Kumaricha. Gopendra Nanda Nandana. Govindasya Priyasaki. Gandava Bandavastata. Bandavastata. Nikunja Nagaro Goshta. Goshta. Kishora Janashekaro. Vrindavanadipo Krishna. Vrindavanadipo Krishna. Vallabharadika Priyo.
So, this is how devotees go, stay in Vrindavan. They sing the names of Krishna. They make their hearts free from mundane thoughts. They take care that they have a great humility in their hearts. And they wander day by day to the different places of Krishna's pastimes and remember them. And this is how they use their days in this world and then go back home, back to Godhead with love-laden hearts. So we will now chant one round together in this circle. We will look at Tulsi Devi. Remember, Tulsi Devi is one of the gatekeepers to Vrindavan. She will give us blessings to enter this exalted state of Krishna consciousness where we can surely find Krishna. So after one round, you can decide if you want what is your program. There is a yoga class like always given by Rasamurti. I'm personally extremely grateful, and if I wouldn't be facilitating this retreat, I would go to the yoga class to stretch. But at the same time, parallel to this, there's an optional or wahlweise japa for 1 hour here in this room. So you decide. I think there is a yoga group, so the yoga group can silently go. Maybe after one round we can make a little space so that they can easily go through the door. So let us please chant now very concentrated. Let us express our desires. Let us help each other as we are sitting in this circle and send good wishes to each other and the whole world as we chant and pray intensely while we chant. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please accept me. Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.